How do you show her you love her? How does she know that you really, really, truly love her?
I'm Elaine Geraghty. I'm the CEO of Ardmore Studios here in Bray and Troy Studios in Limerick.
We're here actually in the studios in Bray. There's a lot of Hollywood magic around, isn't there? Last year, it was Matt Damon who was here, and he was swimming in Dorky. He was wandering around Dorky. This year, there's Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey somewhere out there in the rain. I'm going to go looking for them. For you, this sparkle, this magic, this Hollywood, it runs in your veins. But can you understand the excitement around jobs and just about having these Hollywood stars right beside us?
It's absolutely wonderful, Henry, that we can have all of that magic and sparkle, as you call about it, right here in the middle of Wicklow in Bray. So where you're standing is a historic site, really, because Ardmore's here since 1958. So we're kind of the original of the species. And we've done very well. And in Wicklow, on any given day, you could see anything. So from last year, when Matt Damon was here with the Super Value Bag on The Last Duel with Ridley Scott's film.
Did you become friends of Matt Damon?
Well, now, Henry, I am only in this job since November, so I have lost out on the big Matt Damon experience. However, we do have Netflix in with Winx when they're starting production at the moment. They're just in pre-production phase. Number one globally with their first series, which was also done in Ardmore a couple of years ago. So you never know who might go by the window at any day.
So I'm here in Greystones, where they're filming Disenchanted. And in front of me is this very large pink house with a turret. There is filming taking place for this Amy Adams, Patrick Dempsey film. More than likely, I'm going to get moved on by security. So just met some of the production staff there. Nobody is willing to talk. I'm having a chat with Grace Shanley and Luca. You're here at this fancy pink turreted building that's been used for Disenchanted. You're a local resident. How exciting is it to have a bit of glitz and glam and Hollywood on your doorstep, even though it's pouring with rain?
It's amazing. It's totally amazing, isn't it? We thought it was awesome. Yeah, and we can't wait to see it on the big screen.
And have you seen Patrick Dempsey yet?
No, no.
Have you seen Amy Adams?
No.
No sign?
No sign. Yet.
So all very exciting.
Yeah, all very exciting. We're very excited, aren't we? Yeah.
And what do you think of the original Enchanted? Did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah, I loved the way it was done. Yeah.
And you're looking forward to the sequel?
I can't wait to see it. Yeah. And Luke has been up to Enniskerry. He's seen the other buildings, haven't
you? And what did you see in Enniskerry?
The other castle.
They're exciting, aren't they?
I'm having a chat with Celine and Aisling, your neighbours of where this Disenchanted film, this Disney film, was being made, right next door, opposite. So you're excited?
We're very excited. It's great to see a little bit of magic come to Greystones.
And do you think it is magic?
I do, yes.
Especially in a pandemic. We haven't had anything like this before, actually.
Yeah. And have you seen any of the stars yet?
No, we
haven't. No, but actually they've been seen in Dorky and in Enniskerry quite a bit. So, yeah.
So they've been spotted?
Yeah, they have. They're definitely here.
They're here somewhere. Yeah. We're here at the Greystone Swimming Pool and Community Centre where vaccinations are taking place today, including Dr. Keira Kelly. And the fact right across the road we've got Disenchanted being filmed. Are you excited?
Very excited. I actually drove up to Enniskerry to have a little look.
Are you more excited about that or the vaccination?
Oh no, vaccination top of the pile.
But it's near the top?
Very much.
And do you fancy Patrick Dempsey?
Well, I can't lie. He's easy on the eye, I suppose. We love anything to do with filming around here. It's great.
So if you could choose, would you choose Matt Damon or would you choose Patrick Dempsey?
Well, Matt Damon chose Dorky. He didn't choose Wicklow. So, so it has to be Patrick Dempsey.
What does it mean for the area having a Disney film made locally?
It's really class, because it brings real popularity, popularity to the area, and the absolute smell of it as well.
Can you smell that popularity? Can you smell Hollywood?
Yeah, I can smell it from here.
We're here in Enniskerry, Audrey McGinnis, you're local. How exciting is it that your village is being turned into a movie set, or is a movie set, and they're filming right now?
It's really, really exciting. The kids are really excited. It makes it exciting going to school every day, doesn't it, to see a real Disney castle. It's obviously very busy, but it's bringing lots of excitement into the village and people coming in to have a look and see what's happening. So yeah, it's really exciting. Really
good. Have you bumped into Patrick Dempsey yet?
Unfortunately not. I wouldn't be standing here outside the shop if I had.
How exciting is it to have a Disney film made in your neighbourhood?
Really exciting.
It's really good. Pretty.
You think it's pretty?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Lots of different colours and very exciting. There's going to be lots of people dancing on the streets and everything, isn't there?
Yeah.
And you might see a real life princess.
Siobhan Donoghue, what do you think of all the excitement here in Enniskerry?
Yeah, it's very exciting. The kids are all up to 90, very excited and hoping they'll get to get parts. And it's been great for the town. The local businesses have definitely noticed a bit of an influx of a bit more business their way. And I think there's definitely a buzz around the place.
And there is a buzz, despite the rain, there's a buzz.
Absolutely, even despite the weather. It's all very exciting. There's new signs going up outside some of the shop fronts today. I think everybody's keen to keep an eye on all the changes that are going on and see what they're doing. But yeah, it's great. I think it's great for the town. It'll give it a real boost.
What do you think of princes and princesses coming to town?
Strange.
You think it's all a bit strange?
Yeah.
What do you think of the fact that they're building mock castles here in the town, here in the village in Enniskerry?
I think it's very cool.
Very exciting.
And would you like to get a part in the film?
Yeah.
Tracy McDevitt, you applied to movieextras.ie to become an extra. Have you heard anything back in this film to be an Enchanted?
Well, not yet. I haven't actually, but the three girls have. They're ages 10, 12 and 13. Nothing yet, but we live in hope. It's all very exciting for the village.
Why is it that Hollywood want to film in Ireland? It's not the weather. Is it the English language? Is it the experience? Is it the talent pool? Or is it tax breaks, even though that we're as competitive as anywhere else?
It's a bit of everything, Henry. Like, we've a great history here in terms of film, and we've a fabulous crew base. I mean, a crew that can travel anywhere in the world. We're easy to get to. You can come to Bray on the doorstep of amazing landscapes, so you can do your location and your studio filming here. We have a very competitive tax break, and we have to, because you're going to get that in any territory in the world where you film. So we've got to do everything well. And then, of course, it's the experience you have when you come here. You know what it's like. It's low-key. We are nationally, you know, informal. It's a good experience. We work hard, and thankfully people come back again and again.
This movie, Disenchanted, this Disney film that's being made here, having Patrick Dempsey around here and having Amy Adams also wandering around, and they're not just filming in Wicklow, but they're also filming in the RDS in Dublin, and obviously tourism will start up again. I mean, having Ireland, having it there in the backdrop, I mean, it does help, doesn't it?
It does, and it's the fact that we can do it. I think people leave celebs alone for the most part, although I do believe, in fact, I know several middle-aged women who should know better that we're camping out wanting a look at said Patrick Dempsey, but there you go.
Enniskerry. Where is he? He's in Enniskerry.
Allegedly, but I couldn't possibly say, Henry. But it can get done, and we do it well, and as I said, it's a good experience, and it's a great ad for Ireland. And one thing we do need to do in the future is just capture what the impact is in terms of tourism on all kinds of areas and regions around Ireland where filming is going on right now.
And filming was hit by the pandemic, but you've worked through it. People have been vaccinated, a lot of them have been vaccinated, and you do regular COVID tests, and we're social distancing right now, and that's working.
It is, and it's the reason it worked, Henry, because, you know, in my former role where I came from with Screen Producers Ireland, like, we spent months putting together those protocols, like loads of sectors did, to be able to come back. And so the industry has generally been back since about June of last year. Huge cost, though, to get testing done, but that's why it's worked. We've been very careful, done it responsibly, and hopefully for all of us, you know, vaccines, etc., etc., we're on the way through.